Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Members of Parliament return from their fortnight's adjournment with the inevitable question for Prime Minister John Key coming from the opposition's shadow leader of the House, Trevor Mallard.
My question is to the Prime Minister, does he have confidence in all his ministers?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, yes.
Trevor Mallard then revealed his real target.
Will he rule out appointing Don Brash as Finance Minister at any time in the future?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I can absolutely rule him out for this term.
Order. 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 Order.
Cheers from both sides of the House, drawing this comment from the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
Now, what's wrong with some of these front bench members who know they must stop interjecting when I'm on my feet on both sides of the House?
But Lockwood Smith had already been given a hint of what was going on before question time when Trevor Mallard referred him to rulings from previous speakers concerning attempts to influence or direct MPs and the government by people outside the House.
Sir, it has been widely reported in the media today that Dr. Don Brash has been indicating to the Prime Minister the membership of the executive, and that goes both to, I think, two questions, sir. The question of who is in the executive, and directly as a result of that, who can answer questions in this House. Sir, it might be a matter that you want to take under advisement, but and clearly people can take advice, but not instructions and directions. The way that it has been indicated by way of media is that there has been a direction from Dr. Brash to the Prime Minister as to who should be in his ministry, and that, sir, is clearly a breach of privilege.
Order.
The Speaker promised Mr. Mallard he'd look into it before taking a call from the Prime Minister.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I seek leave to move a motion without notice on the success of the New Zealand Breakers basketball team.
Is there any objection to that course of action being followed? There is none. The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, I move that this House congratulate the New Zealand Breakers on their outstanding victory in the Australian National Basketball League.
The Prime Minister's motion drew support from all parties, including ACT, represented by their Deputy Leader, John Boscawen.
Mr Speaker, it's a pleasure to stand on behalf of the ACT Party and to extend the best wishes to the members.
Trevor Mallard said he understood that Mr. Boscawen had resigned from the Cabinet, but the Speaker said he'd yet to be advised of that.
So I have to act as I'm advised. The Honourable John Boscawen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And no, I haven't resigned, Mr. Mallard, but I will be shortly. Mr. Speaker, the Breakers was the first New Zealand sports team to actually win an Australian competition. And isn't it about time, sir, that the members of this Parliament start to address how we address the changes in the income and the prosperity of this country, sir, with Australia? Sir, it's interesting to hear the heckles, because we're celebrating success. The Breakers represent success, sir. They won an Australian competition, sir.
The Speaker also declined a request from the Greens' Keith Locke for a snap debate on reports of the mistreatment of prisoners captured by the SAS in Afghanistan.
An urgent debate cannot be granted on the basis of media speculation.
But as Rhys Lyon reports, that speculation was also the basis of earlier questions for Defence Minister Wayne Mapp from Mr Locke.
Will the government allow an independent inquiry so that the hard-won evidence of the journalist John Stevenson and the evidence that the government has can be put to independent examination, and the full facts of whether New Zealand is handing over prisoners to mistreatment or not following them up properly in Afghan detention can be brought out into the public domain?
Defence Minister Wayne Mapp said the issue had already been addressed.
The NZDF has investigated the allegations by Mr Stevenson, particularly those relating to 2002. They have been proven to be false, and I'm frankly surprised that Mr Locke continues to rely on those allegations proven to be false.
Dr Mapp trusted the word of Defence Force leaders.
The National Government, and I would like to think other members in this House, believe that the information given to us by the New Zealand Defence Force, I believe, Jerry Matapai and General Jones on this issue.
But Mr Locke had another request.
I seek leave to table an article by John Stevenson in the May
order.
Issue of Metro entitled
Order. We don't need to table stuff in recent magazines. Question number six.
Speaker Lockwood Smith, following his own precedent in disallowing the tabling of media reports in the House.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.